Okay, Don, which one of these things is not like the other? Farm field runoff, raw sewage, smokestack emissions, and a healthy person's blood.
Blood, of course.
Nope.
How is blood like those other things?
It's a trick question. Like exhaust and farm field runoff, researchers have found that our blood contains over 100 pollutants, including metals, combustion byproducts, pesticides, and herbicides.
But what if you don't smoke or work in a factory or something?
Doesn't matter. Scientists tested thousands of people from across the United States, and the majority had toxic substances in their blood.
How did the chemicals get there?
Think about it. In the past 50 years, we've invented thousands of new chemicals. When we use things like cosmetics and eat food treated with pesticides and other chemicals, we absorb the chemicals used to make these things.
Okay, but are the levels we absorb actually dangerous?
It's hard to know. Back in the 1970s, if we had assumed that the average level of lead in U.S. residents' blood was safe, we would have been very wrong. It was only years later that we understood the scope of the problem.
So maybe 10 years down the road, we'll discover that the chemicals in our blood are really harmful.
Maybe.
What can we do now?
For one thing, watch what we eat. The results of one study suggest that switching to organic produce may lower the level of some pesticides in your body.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Deborah Bacchus in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.